Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I got some, well, I should say you had some good news to report, Lee.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Okay. You know, one of the things in life that drives me nuts, and my husband will vouch for this, because it drives him just as crazy. Those dang left lane drivers.
Yeah,
man.
That's that. I am right there with you. That drives me nuts on 85 all the time. It is dangerous. It's infuriating, and it is so avoidable.
You just want to ask them like,
what's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? And especially when they're like they got some gray hair. You're like, how long you been driving? Do you ever notice the thing with the left lane? When you get in this lane, do you notice large numbers of cars going around you? Have you noticed that? Has it struck you as strange that that's happening?
Yeah, really.
How did you miss this socially? Never mind in your driver's ed class, moron.
Yeah.
But it is. I just think one of the most selfish things you can do. But you have good news in the news today.
Yeah.
That is now illegal to slowpoke in the left lane in South Carolina.
Yeah, it will be a ticketable offense as of August 15th.
Good.
You know,
good.
So, a $25 fine. And, there are some exceptions to it, obviously, where there's a reason why that you're in the left lane, you haven't gotten over. And the legislature, the piece of legislation, I was taking a look at it yesterday. I mean, they've covered all the usual things where, we get it why you don't do it. But if you're driving down the interstate, and even if you're doing the speed limit, and you're being passed on the right, you've got people behind you, then you're supposed to get over. That's it. That's what, beginning the 15th, you will be hopefully ticketed for.
See, you know what I love about this? And I like the way they did it, because they were very clear. Like, look, okay, this cannot be a reason for law enforcement to search your car.
Right, yeah. That's in there, too. Yeah.
Yes, and it doesn't go, if I understand correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't go on your insurance.
It's just $25,
yeah. Right?
It's exactly. It is not. There's no record of it kept by the DMV or SLED. So it doesn't have any long-term effect, but it's like, look, they can easily pull you over for that, write you a ticket that's $25, that's it, you know.
And what I love about that is that gives the nice officer a chance to explain to you how it is you should drive, because people need this. They need the talking to. $25 is just enough to get your attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They need it to be explained to them. Like, you can't be going slow in the left lane. That is what the right-hand lane is for.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing, that traffic, slower traffic move to the right. It doesn't say if you're going at the speed limit that you can hang out. No, it said slower traffic, go to the right. That obviously says that if you are exceeding the speed limit and in the left-hand lane, that's fine. And, you know, as long as if you're not doing the speed limit or people, you know, are backing up behind you, you've got to get over. The older I get, I make more of an effort every day, even, you know, middle of the night when I'm driving in here, you know, trying to stay in the right-hand lane as much as possible. If I, in fact, pass somebody, I try to get back over in the right-hand lane, stay out of people's way. And I see it all the time. I had a situation this morning where there was a guy in a pickup truck that was blocking the lane. The center lane was taken up with an 18-wheeler, and there was another vehicle over there, and nobody's going any different speed. And it's like, look, either pass them or slow down, get behind them, and get out of the way.
The only thing that would make it better, Lee, and I'm obviously joking, is if on second offense, they could just drag you out of your car and beat you right there on the side of it. Just slap you, silly.
Yeah, not for that, but, you know, not that they would want to.
Oh, but it would feel good. Yeah. Anyway, I took, I was a lead foot. I'm a recovered lead foot. You know what cured me of my lead foot? My worst ticket was 25 over.
Yeah.
I just don't do anything slowly. You know this about me, right? Like I'm true. I'm metal to the floor. And I lived my life that way. The thing that finally slowed me down was having kids. When you have little ones in the seat in the back, then you know, you learn patience. But so okay, I did my time in remedial driving school, okay? That was the price of the speed I drove. I haven't done that in years. I haven't been to one of those since my 20s, so I'm very reasonable now. But I wasn't then. And I went to the best class. This guy was riveting. He was a highway patrol trooper who started the class off by listing the things he would pull his own mother over for.
Yeah.
He said, I will pull her. Because he said, I am the one who watches the mangled bodies come out of the cars.
Yeah.
And he's like, so anybody I love, I'm going to be twice as fast to pull them because I don't want to see that. And he had us try to guess in the beginning of the class, what was the most dangerous thing you could do? After, of course, drunk driving, yeah. Right? Don't do that. And nobody could get it. And he promised us at the end of the class, he'd tell us. You know what he said it was? Drive slow in the left lane. Mm-hmm. Because he said, he called that passive aggressive driving.
Yeah.
He said it's the most dangerous kind of driving because the most dangerous thing you can do besides, you know, driving drunk, that kind of thing. The most dangerous thing you could do is lane change. Lane change is where accidents happen. And when you passive aggressive slow drive in the left lane, assuming you're smart enough to actually achieve passive aggressive if you're driving slow in the left lane. Mm-hmm. He said that forces a ton of lane changes. It forces people into the right lane around you, and that causes accidents. Yeah. And he said people do die that way. They die a lot. He said it's the most dangerous thing that you could do on the highway besides drive drunk. So I'm glad our legislature has acknowledged that.
Yeah, this is something that they've been, some of the members there have been after this for several years, and they finally got it done this past session. So I'm glad. That's one of those few things where I'm glad to see that there's legislation that actually passed. I'm one of those that firmly believe whether it is your city, county, state, federal government, we don't need any more laws. If we would simply enforce the laws on the books, we'd be fine. And quite honestly, there's plenty of laws that ought to be taken off the books. We ought to be, you know, eliminating a lot of these useless regulations and laws and requirements. But, you know, this is one of those times where we have got behavior or misbehavior, basically, by drivers that is creating a problem and making our already crowded highways more dangerous than they need to be. So, I'm glad to see this.
Absolutely. So I guess, you know, once a year we can get something sensible out of our legislature.
Yeah, that's not a very good batting average, but.
No, it's not. Hey, let's go for twice, right?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a stretch. Okay, meanwhile, this is something I've been watching. You know, a lot of women who go to prison in our country obviously deserve to be there. And then there are others who still deserve to be there, but they have drug problems. You know what I mean? They've stolen. They have done bad things because of their addictions, because of the, you know, really bad places that they grew up and came from. Okay, so. Well, I got to tell you, we are rapidly heading toward a place in this country where if you are a female and you go to prison, part of your sentence may be being locked in a cell with a sex offender who is the opposite sex from you. It's just happened again. Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh, my. Okay. This time we're in Virginia. Okay. There's a guy by the name of Chris Chan. He's 39. And the police were investigating him, forget this, raping his mother. Okay.
Oh,
79. And they finally got him because he admitted to it on a leaked phone call. They had actually were actually listening to his phone calls. They were trying to get this guy. He's got a long history of sex abuse and stuff. They really want him. They got him. Well, he gets arrested. Thank God. And guess what? He's a YouTuber, by the way. You can look him up, Chris Chan. He gets arrested. And he goes, oh, I'm a woman. And you want to guess where they're holding him right now?
Yeah, in the women's prison.
In the women's prison. Yeah, rapist accused of raping, accused rapist, accused of raping his mother. She suffers from dementia. So he had repeatedly abused her. Can you imagine being a woman and, okay, yes, you're in prison, but I'm sorry, rape is not part of the sentence. We don't have a society. That's like middle age stuff where they would house the men with the women. And you're locked in there with this guy? Can you imagine the terror? Mm. I mean, this is like third world stuff.
This is lunacy.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. You and I think, look, if you believe that you are a woman, then you need to commit. We shouldn't be putting these guys into cells with women unless they're willing to get rid of their male parts.
Yeah.
Nip tuck. So you can't hurt the other person in the cell with those parts. You need to commit. It's not good enough to be fully intact and say, hey, I'm a woman now. And here's where we are in California on this. California went a step further. And they, I don't know if y'all remember this, they passed a law that said you had a right to either side. And you don't have to change yourself biologically or take meds or anything. And 300 men in California have now applied to be housed in the women's prison, including sex offenders and rapists, who will then be locked in with the women. And in anticipation of this, California started giving out birth control, figuring women will get pregnant, like biological women.
Why not just stop it?
Well, you know, and you know what they're using here? They're using Biden's executive order eliminating gender. So I think you should have to transition before you get a shot at this.
Gender deniers.
I think you, yes, I think you have to commit. You'd be committed. You should be taking testosterone blockers and hormones, and you should have the surgery. It's permanent. Make a permanent change. And you can read the rest of this online. This guy is so sick. I mean, he went into detail in the phone call about why he raped his mother. I'm not going to go into that because it'll freak you out. But, I mean, can you imagine being locked in with this guy? Well, you can't. You're a man. As a woman, I mean, it's absolutely terrifying. But I guess we're going to do this as a country. So this is two states now, Central Virginia. I just wonder, where are the women's rights activists?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are they? And I wonder how the law enforcement agents who just doggedly pursued this person feel about knowing he's just been locked in with his next potential victims.
Yeah.
Who, yes, they broke the law, but this was not the punishment on the books when they did it.
Yeah.
It's just, wow. Wow.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's jump on the line with John from Greenville. He's a pilot, he says, who drives here from Atlanta here to Atlanta every week. Hey, John.
Hey, Tara. How you doing today?
Good.
Sorry about your dad. Prayers up to him, first of all.
Thank you.
In the order of things that drive me crazy, you know, suspension of the Constitution, no big deal. Sweet meteor of death, couldn't care less. The complete and utter destruction of the world, I couldn't care less. However, you start talking about people driving slow in the left lane, you have got my attention.
Me too.
I've driven 85. I used to drive to Charlotte when I flew for US Air. Used to listen to you a lot too, by the way. Loved you back then at the BT. But anyway, I am telling you, these people are a menace. And I break them down into two categories. There's the narcissist and there's the clueless. And the narcissists just get out there and they'll drive in that left lane. And I have a schedule to make and I don't speed. But when I need to pass somebody, I need to pass somebody. And if they're parked in that left lane, you flash your lights, you give them time. They won't pull over. I think personally that you should be able to run them off the road without any consequence whatsoever. There's also the clueless who I think just don't drive the interstate very much, and they get out there and they just get scared and they lock up and they won't get over for anything. I mean, for nothing, an 18 wheeler, nothing, flashing lights, nothing will work. But I have seen so many near accidents and accidents. A speeder will just get out there and just shoot right by. He's gone. He's not a factor. I don't have a problem with speeders whatsoever because they're just, they're gone. But someone who parks in the left lane, man, I have seen traffic piled up for a mile just behind flashing lights, people trying to shoot around them in the right lane, in the emergency lane, in the exit lane. I saw one massive crash in Atlanta going in right there where the interstate opens up just because someone wouldn't get out of the left lane and someone overcorrected trying to get around them, got sideways, and then just caused this huge wreck. But I'm telling you, I'm with you. I think that they ought to start the fine at $500 and work their way up from there, including jail time. I mean, I'm so serious about it.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Talk to any highway patrolman, and I've got highway patrolman buddies. They say the biggest problem on the interstate are slow drivers in the left lane. They cause 80% of all the problems. And it just drives me nuts. It drives me nuts because you get behind them, and I'm telling you what, man, they're not moving. And if you got someplace to be like I usually do, I could potentially inconvenience a couple thousand people if I don't make it to work. But these people just get out there and they're clueless. And I just wish they'd have put a little bit more teeth in this. I mean, it's a good start, don't get me wrong, but Georgia's laws are a lot more heavy than this one. But at least it's a start. But it is my number one pet peeve in life.
Well, I'm with you, and I'm at least glad. I think that that perhaps these people we can't do anything with a narcissist, unfortunately, John. And drive safe out there, by the way. Thank you for listening to the program. We can't do anything about the narcissist, but the slow drivers, I think a lot of them could benefit from a very simple explanation by the officer who gives them the ticket of, like, hey, this is the left lane versus the right lane. This is how we drive in the left lane versus the right lane. Because some of these people, the ones that amaze me the most, John, and thank you for your call, are the ones who, the first clue something's wrong is that you got a mile of cars behind you and you're in the left lane. Would you notice that? Think something was off? There's nothing in front of you, but there's a mile of cars behind you. And then every one of them is going around you and around you and around you. I mean, how do you not notice that and think, maybe I'll go home and Google passing me in the left lane to see what that was about. But they don't. It's like they don't notice. Maybe I just need to have some of what they're having. I could be chilled too. I don't know. Texter writes, Georgia drivers in South Carolina are bad about it. Another texter writes, ooh, burn to me. Liar, drive the speed limit and you'll rarely need to pass. Oh, I see what they're saying. If everybody drove the speed limit. All right, fair point. But nobody's gonna. Texter writes, easy law, slow traffic, stay right. Come on, man. Stop this passive-aggressive road rage. want to thank you all for all the prayers that you're directing toward my dad this morning. I was a little flipped out here, coming in here this morning to find out my dad he's fine 3 days ago. He's in the hospital now. He's got COVID and pneumonia. And he is fully vaccinated, has been for some time. And so, this is what we started the show off with. I'm here to tell you that COVID is not gone. And from my now personal experience, I mean, this is a fairy tale. If we'd all just get vaccinated, what? We'd all end up in the hospital with COVID like my dad? Clearly, it's not the solution. It's not going away. So they're selling the fairy tale at the same time they're telling you, oh, if we all just got vaccinated, we could get past this. And they're selling the fairy tale at the same time. They're saying, oh, but if you're vaccinated, you have to be masked. Why? Because they don't work. If they did, my dad wouldn't be in the hospital. Ernest from York. Good morning, Ernest. You got a solution to fix the bad driver problem? Lay it on me quickly because we're at the end of the segment.
I've got it. When everybody takes a driver's test, you get rated as a driver. You're either a red, yellow, or green driver. Red means that you're not really a good driver. We can't legally keep you off the road. Yellow means that you're an okay driver, but you need to obey the traffic laws. Green driver means you're a NASCAR driver. You can do anything you want on the road. Everybody has a corresponding device in their car. So as a green driver, I'm going down the road. I see a yellow and a red driver in front of me. My device disables their car, moves them safely to the right-hand side of the road, and I can proceed down the road like I need to.
Well, I like that. I still like my idea better of, you know, second offense for slow driving left lane. They just pull you out on the side of the road and beat you senseless. But, you know, in
That's
the absence
only affected
of...
if we get to do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No. How about this? The green drivers get to beat them senseless. Would that make you happy?
There we go. Love you, Tara. Have a great show.
Yeah, and I don't want to thank you, Ernest. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to slap him a little. Come on, you know you felt like you wouldn't do it, but oh, it would feel good. Okay, y'all, I'm not serious, obviously. But it would feel good, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. All right. Enough of that. We'll be back in just a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There's a battle going on. And but this is going to be everywhere and everybody over vaccination. This is in the NFL. Player by the name of Cole Beasley with the Buffalo Bills. And he's talking about what's going on right now in the NFL with recruitment and with people who, you know, they've got agents. They're trying to get into the NFL. They're trying to get re-signed, all of this, you know, kind of stuff. And how if they're not vaccinated, no matter how talented they are, in most cases, they're done. And he's very clear on this. Look, I'm not a vaccine supporter or I'm not for or against at all. That's not my point. He's asking, you know, should we really divide the country into have had the vaccine and not have it? This is the statement he gave at a press conference the other day that has people buzzing in the sports world.
I wanted to start this off by saying, I'm not anti or pro-vax, I'm pro-choice. With that being said, the issue at hand is information is being withheld from players in order for a player to be swayed in a direction he may not be comfortable with. When dealing with a player's health and safety, there should be complete transparency regarding information that is vital in the decision-making process. Without having all the proper information, a player can feel misguided and unsure about a very personal choice. It makes a player feel unprotected and gives concerns about future topics regarding health and our ability to make educated decisions. With regard to our overall safety, we have to know we are armed with full knowledge and understanding that those who are in a position to help us will always do that based on our individual situation. Some people may think that I'm being selfish in making this a me thing. It is all about the young players who don't have a voice and are reaching out to me every day because they're being told if they don't get vaxxed, they'll be cut. Agents are being told by teams if they have unvaccinated guys, they will not be given opportunities as of now to be seen in workouts. So once unvaxxed players get cut, they're losing a dream they have worked their whole lives for over a vaccine that has proven to not keep people from contracting COVID, as we've seen. Every doctor I've gone to with questions begins every sentence with, "from what we know now," which tells me we don't know enough. The NFLPA is working to have vaccinated players tested more frequently than what the NFL initially stated. A lot of players got the vaccination with the idea that these rules were already set in stone, and they're not. It is common sense that if a vaxxed or unvaxxed player is tested less frequently, the likelihood of a player being pulled for COVID drops dramatically. In regard to player safety, I will conclude by saying we all want to be safe. For so many players around the NFL, safety does not solely mean avoiding the COVID virus. Our health is the now and years beyond, which we are trying to protect with our personal choice, while doing all the things we did in our protocol during a very successful 2020 NFL season.
We'll see what happens to him after that. Yeah, it's really nuts out there. And now Anthony Fauci's running around, just throwing stuff out like he does. No proof, no citation of a study, just spitting stuff out, and it becomes science. He just said that he fears a variant worse than Delta is on the horizon because of unvaccinated Americans. I'd love to see science on that. I'd be fascinated to see science on that. I'd love to see the studies. But like all of his interviews, almost all of them, nobody ever asked him the question. Could you just share with us the study that you're basing this on? Like, what's the science? And don't just say data. I want names. I want dates. I want to know if it's peer-reviewed. I want to know what journal it was published in. I want to read it. The unvaccinated are spreading the disease. Great. Okay. Cool. Show me the study. Show me the study. And you know why I need to have it? Because you have lied to me so many times that I can't. I'm sorry. If you're talking, I assume lies are coming out of your mouth. So he's out there today, and this is part of the COVID theater. And you can only call it theater because there's no science. This is a guy who lied to you, along with Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, expert liar, that one. Never seen anybody lie so good as her. And we know she's lying when she said for weeks they hyped this up. It's the unvaccinated driving the variants. It's the unvaccinated over and over and over and over. And then we learn, in the one of the most stunning government cover-ups like ever, that actually inside the CDC and the NIH, they've known the whole time that actually the vaccinated are spreading it at the same rate as the unvaccinated. And we learned that from the Washington Post on Friday. So all these weeks when they've been out there demonizing, and the rhetoric is terrible. You shouldn't be able to eat. You shouldn't be able to go to work. You shouldn't. It's the unvaccinated. And the whole time, they were saying the opposite internally. And we know that because we have the leaked documents published in the Washington Post. So when Anthony Fauci comes out and says, "Oh, it's we're going to have we're probably going to have a variant worse than Delta in the future, and it's the unvaccinated fault," I just assume he's lying at this point, since he lied all those weeks. I just assume he's lying, and I wait for him to tell me, show me some proof. And we've got to get to the point, folks, where we're like, no, we need proof. We can't be making decisions based on whatever Anthony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky are lying about right now. And for my trolls, it is indisputable that they lied. You cannot dispute that. Unless you want to get into it with the editor of the Washington Post who published the article. With the internal documents. Showing that the CDC knows and has known for weeks that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated spread this at the same rates. And what was unbelievable about the whole thing, it comes out on Friday. So now everybody in the media knows they've been lied to. They've been lied to for weeks. They know this, right? So what do? They have Fauci and Rochelle Walensky on to go, "Well, could you react to this new news?" I'm sorry, new news? New news would be like a study showing, gosh, we had no idea the unvaccinated spread it as much as the vaccinated. We didn't see this study till today. That's not new news. They've known it for weeks. They talk about it openly inside the CDC and the NIH. No, they got busted. This is not new information. New information to the media members they lied to. I mean, I am amazed that we're doing this again this week. That this guy who just got dead cold busted on Friday. It hasn't even been a week. In a lie to you, by the own internal documents of the CDC, is now back on television, spewing other stuff with no proof. You would think, like, just as a member of the media, just purely wanting to preserve your own credibility, you'd say to Fauci, hey, you know, before you make these claims on my show, could you just show me the science? Could you just show me the study? Send me a link. But they don't. It's like they don't want one. It's like they don't want one. Now, watch what they do when they talk. They have this phrase they use now. According to the data. Did you catch this? It's in almost every one of their interviews. Either Walensky will drop it or Fauci. Well, according to the data. What data? You know the data. What data? How hard is it? Give me a citation. Medical journal name. Is it peer-reviewed? When was it published? When did it come out? See, because I haven't seen one shred of that for these claims that it's the unvaccinated spreading the variants. But what I have seen is a lot of high-ranking scientists who are saying, actually, it's the vaccinated who are spreading the variants. And the reason for that is, in an unvaccinated body, there's no opposition to COVID. It runs right through and it does what it does. And 99 point something percent of the time you live and another percent, you know, less than a percent of the time you die. And that sucks. But it doesn't change. There's no reason for it to. When it encounters a vaccinated body, it has to mutate or it dies. And when you have the guy who invented the platform for the mRNA virus, Dr. Robert Malone, and you have Luc Montagnier, a Nobel Prize winning virologist who discovered AIDS, saying this stuff and citing studies, some of which they've actually done, and you got Fauci on TV, no studies, just proclaiming stuff. Like Francis Collins, head of the NIH. Oh, you should mask your kids at home. Why? Where's your study? Oh, I didn't mean that. Yeah. Okay. Well, you weren't telling us the truth about that. So now I'm going to need to see a study. But they never ask for studies. But the people who try to provide you with studies are silenced, canceled, and banned off the internet. It's frustrating. All right. Gonna jump into this right here. Didn't get this, get to this today. This is, Rand Paul. He's a medical doctor, surgeon, and a senator, making a great point about mask mandates yesterday on Fox News.
It's about the only redeeming thing that I've seen in the last year or so, the only encouragement towards those who believe in freedom, is we've had some governors pushing back. Ron DeSantis has pushed back against, you know, vaccine passports and mask mandates. Look, if you look at all the mask mandates when they were imposed, the incidence of the disease went up. Now, I'm not saying the mask caused the disease to go up, but as you had mask mandates, you found that actually got more disease. They didn't work.
That's exactly what happened. When was the big spike? We're having a little one now, but I mean, when was the big one? It was earlier this year. It was April, May, June, and in some states it lagged a little bit behind and went into July. And it came down. It corresponded with when we were wearing masks. He's not wrong about that. We were wearing masks at the highest death rate. You know when we clocked the highest death rate? January 2021. From this thing, hit an all-time high. Came down a little in February. It was in the heart of mask wearing. He's not wrong about it. Nobody points these simple things out. For what it's worth, and, you know, we'll see. Everybody's got a theory on Delta, on the Delta variant. This is what Rand Paul had to say yesterday, you know, on Fox. See, the worst thing ever, it's virulent, which means it spreads a lot, but isn't as deadly as COVID, or it's the worst thing ever. It's going to kill us all. Here's Rand Paul. And I think his take's interesting because he's both a politician, as a senator, and he is a MD and a surgeon. Here you go, Rand Paul.
Now, they're all freaking out right now about the Delta variant. One thing is, in all likelihood, true. It is more transmissible, significantly more transmissible. But guess what? Every bit of evidence shows that it's less deadly, significantly less deadly. Public Health England looked at 92,000 people. If you were vaccinated and under 50, there were no deaths. If you were unvaccinated and under 50, 0.08%, still very, very small. So it's not an argument for not getting vaccinated. It's an argument for not getting hysterical over the Delta variant. We shouldn't be changing any mandates. And really, in all likelihood, the mask didn't affect the trajectory of the virus at all. The only thing that's slowing the virus down is the vaccine and natural immunity. And they continue to ignore natural immunity. So they think we're too far behind. We got to vaccinate the children. But in reality, I think it's 90% of people over 65 have been vaccinated. That's extraordinary. We should be celebrating.
He is vaccinated, by the way. So interesting stuff. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, Joe Biden nullified the SCOTUS ruling on eviction moratorium because he was scared of getting, they meant to say exited from the White House. This is existed from the White House. Another texter writes, praying for your dad. Your dad should sue the vaccine maker under product liability and fraud laws. Yes, I know they've been given protection from lawsuits, but like big tech, there's always a way to get around that. Look to Trump's case. Now, the texter writes, pray for my family also. I have a son in rehab and a daughter that just got out of rehab that is not taking her medication and is bipolar. Oh, God bless you. I'm sorry about that. That is tough. Texter writes, maybe Fauci knows of a new variant because he and his friends created a new one. Whew. Just reading the text line. Not going to touch that one. Now, the texter writes, Tara, CDC stands for can't decide crap. Good, because they keep changing. And another texter writes, for the science, go to all the Chinese labs. They have the science there. All right. Thanks for listening to the show today. We'll be back again tomorrow, same time, same place. You know the drill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.